WWIV, the WIB Wake Up Show. We call it the best 5 minutes of the day. A couple of friends getting together on the radio talking about who knows what. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday that feels like a Tuesday somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird week, right?
It is.
I mean,
yeah.
When there's a holiday right in the middle of the week, you never quite know what will come.
We kind of get down. I mean, you get practice every year with Memorial Day and Labor Day. They're on Mondays, and so you get that worked out that Tuesday feels like a Monday. But this is weird having a Tuesday holiday like that. So,
right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's always the question: do you take off the day before? Do you take off the day after? Do you just take the 4th of July? I actually have all week off, so for me, it's good. Mm-hmm. My mom is coming into town today.
Good.
So that's fun. Yeah, going to see the grandbaby.
Exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see her, too.
And some of us work every day, although it's still, even though I worked on Tuesday, I mean, I just worked this job, but it still feels weird to me. And I'm like, wow, this is Thursday? So, okay.
Yeah.
So different. There's a men's study we're doing for like 8 weeks on a book by Patrick Morley called Man Alive. And we had 11 guys there last night. On the way out, one of the guys said, it was just kind of threw me a couple of curveballs. He says, Mark, take care, but I know you're not going to. So, like, he answers before I could even say thank you. And then he says, and then he goes, and I want to get your take on it. And he goes, you just sound so different in person than you do on the radio. And I said, wow, that's interesting because almost everybody says I sound the same. And he's like, oh, no, far from it. So then,
interesting.
It gets me going. You know, everybody's got an opinion, don't they?
They do. Yeah, I certainly think you sound the same in person as you do on the air.
Right.
And I've heard many other people say that as well.
Right.
You have a particularly recognizable voice, and yeah, I think you sound the same.
I mean, yeah, it is what it is. So, is. But, you know, people will say things and they'll give their opinion and it's just their opinion.
Right.
And yet it kind of gets in your head and kind of starts messing with you,
So. Yeah. Yeah. And then it's the question, does it matter? If you're
exactly.
Not
yeah, that's right. I think, I think that actual guy in the group was just like, I don't care what any of you think about me. So then we've also got, speaking of like men's ministries in general, I thought this was interesting. I looked this up and didn't share it in the group, but it was this verse from Genesis 25:27. It says, as the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open fields, while Jacob was the kind of person who liked to stay at home. Now, this is the New Living. There may be other translations that talk about.
Sure.
But it's interesting. I mean, they're both men, but the Esau one seems to be the persona of men. The hunter, as opposed to someone who liked to stay at home. But is that not also, I mean, he's a man, Jacob, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think that we tend to have this one dimensionality of what we think men or what women should look like. But if you read the whole sweep of the Bible, there's men who look many different ways. And I think that's true. In our society as well. I think we do a disservice to men when we tell them they must look a certain way, whether that's hunting or being good with cars or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Jacob and Esau example is a great one.
Maybe a future tattoo would be resist stereotypes.
There you go. There you go.
Okay, I think we find ourselves in Galatians 3:19-20.
Yeah, it says, why then was the law given? It was given alongside the promise to show people their sins. But the law was designed to last only until the coming of the child who was promised. God gave his law through angels to Moses, who was the mediator between God and the people. Now, a mediator is helpful if more than one party must reach an agreement. But God, who is one, did not use a mediator when he gave his promise to Abraham.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary on the New Testament, particularly verses 19 to 20 in Galatians 3, you say, if salvation does not depend upon keeping my law, why did I even bother to give it? I provided the law to help people understand holiness and their inability to measure up. My grace and mercy make much more sense when you know my holy standard. The law held the place of my promises until my son ushered in the new covenant. Kind of interesting there, as if imagining the sovereign Lord asking, you know, if salvation, why did I give the law? You know, why bother?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think it's that sort of rhetorical question that I'm posing there, standing in the place of if God were to write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it reminds me of the end of Romans 5, where, we're given the law because of grace, right, to mm-hmm. see how amazing God's grace is. And we see that again here in Galatians 3.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff here for a Tuesday. You never know what I'm going to throw at you, right?
Right, exactly.
You're ready.
Yep.
Enjoy your day off. Your mom coming today or tomorrow?
She's coming today, and she's only staying for the day today. So she's going to head back tonight yet. So.
All right. Give her a hug for me.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you. Remembering Kathy Butler, our dear sister in the Lord, who joined us so many times over the years, particularly on Front Page. She would have been 82 today, and was a good friend of hers for a lot of years, had a chance to speak at her celebration of life in Eau Claire, and so miss her a lot. She was great. Other birthdays today on the national scene include, Burt Ward from Batman, Robin turning 78 today. I'll tell you what, I've talked about it before. I mean, just a lot of enjoyment from this show as a kid and then shared it with my kids. And back when good and evil in drama was black and white, right? Or in color. And it aired, the show often described as campy, but it aired on back-to-back nights on ABC, like a Wednesday and a Thursday, and a lot of cliffhangers and different things like this from Robin.
You all right, Robin?
Holy molars. Am I ever glad I take good care of my teeth.
True. You owe your life to dental hygiene.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure to brush and floss, kids.
We attempt to bust some misconceptions here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Maybe some commonly held beliefs that, in actuality, are not factual. Let's dive in.
Yeah, first one, chimichangas are Mexican. Misconception.
The chimichanga, a deep-fried burrito, was not invented in Mexico. It's an American creation. I didn't know that.
There you
Delicious.
Go. Delicious. How about MSG is unhealthy?
Okay, so this is interesting because I'd heard that for a long time. Monosodium glutamate, or MSG, is a flavor enhancer that has been the subject of controversy for decades.
Mm-hmm. However, the FDA considers MSG to be safe when consumed in normal amounts.
I suppose that's key, the normal amounts. How about this? Netflix, a misconception. Netflix was founded after its co-founder, Reed Hastings, was charged a $40 late fee by Blockbuster.
While it makes a great origin story, Hastings made the story up to summarize Netflix's value proposition, and Netflix's founders were actually inspired by Amazon.
So Netflix sits on a throne of lies.
Huh.
It's not true.
Wow.
Misconceptions. You only use 10% of your brain.
I have heard that for years.
Yeah, not true, I guess.
This is a popular myth that has been debunked by neuroscientists.
In reality, we use all parts of our brain, although not all at the same time.
How about
this? Especially sometimes when lighting off firecrackers on the 4th of July.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of firecrackers, hope you still have all your fingers. How about this misconception? Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
Well, I had heard that, but what the internet says is that there's no scientific evidence to support this claim.
Mm-hmm. While cracking your knuckles may be annoying to some people, it doesn't cause arthritis.
Huh. Another misconception that Adidas is an acronym for All Day I Dream About Sports or mm-hmm. All Day I Dream About Soccer.
Mm-hmm. The company was named after its founder in 1949. The backronyms were jokes published in the late 70s or early 80s.
Okay. Shaving makes hair grow back thicker is not true, a misconception.
Mm-hmm. A common misconception that's been around for a long time, however, it's not true.
Shaving does not change the thickness or color of hair, nor does it make it grow back faster.
Interesting. And finally, the last misconception from us this morning, goldfish have a 3-second memory.
This is, in fact, a myth that has been perpetuated for years.
In reality, goldfish have a memory that can last for months and can even recognize their owners.
Who knew? You do now. Misconceptions busted.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and I'd like to bring some education to the people, Caleb.
Yes, these are four things you didn't know yesterday. Don't feel bad. We likely didn't know these either, but if there's ever a lull, a pause in the conversation around the water cooler or at the dinner table, or maybe you're on a first date, and you just say, hey, here's some knowledge I want to drop on you, you can thank us later.
That's right. So let's get ahead with four things you didn't know yesterday. Number one, New York City has its own indigenous species of ant called the Manhattan ant.
Manhattan ant. That's hard to say.
Yeah, it is.
And you can only find it there.
Stumbled out of the gate there.
Well, four things you didn't know yesterday. Number two, the most people simultaneously throwing hats was achieved by folks in Spain 10 years ago in 2013. They threw at one time 9,995 hats, which again is a great accomplishment, but I'm just like, why wouldn't you go for 10,000?
I know that.
It just, you're so close.
Oh,
just
man.
Find five dudes with a hat.
Isn't it? It's just, there's so many crazy records though.
Yeah.
Like things you'd never think of. The third thing you didn't know yesterday, the average person's heart beats about 2.5 billion times in their lifetime.
Billion with a B. That's a lot of beating.
Wow.
And finally, four things you didn't know yesterday. Number four, kangaroos cannot walk backwards. So
there
I can do one thing a kangaroo can't do.
They're dropping some of that knowledge, just kind of walking up to the people at your next social gathering, barbecue.
If you're stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, right. All right, if I was more prepared, we'd be doing Here Comes the Bride, so my apologies.
I found this very interesting. In Indonesia, yeah, people get married everywhere, but a different catering option than we might traditionally think about here in the United States.
Yeah, I would say it has to do with fast food.
Yes, McDonald's Indonesia is now offering wedding packages for the happy couple, and it's surprisingly affordable.
Huh. In fact, for about $230... customers can get this now. You ready to do this with me? 100 chicken burgers.
And 104 packs of chicken nuggets for their guests.
The packages only cover catering and don't include holding a wedding at a McDonald's restaurant, as if you'd want to do that.
I'm just thinking most brides and grooms, if they're saying, hey, if we have a limited budget and we can cater this thing for $230, I like nuggets. I like chicken sandwiches.
That does it, girls. You're getting married in Indonesia.
There you go. Daddy knows best.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to have any say in that.
I actually looked at, like, an ad on Instagram for this that they have for McDonald's Indonesia, and it's very beautiful. I mean, there's a McDonald's chicken sandwich, some McNuggets, and a little bouquet and some rings, and you know what? Don't poo-poo this.
Yeah.
It's $230.
People like those on-location weddings, right?
Indeed.
So the problem is the traveling that everybody else has to do.
With nasty, big, pointy teeth.
They've told us for such a long time how important it is to brush our teeth, but apparently it goes beyond just good oral health. It goes to brain function as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A study conducted in Japan. I mean, do people realize the research we do to do this show? I mean, I'm reading this.
We're looking worldwide.
Study from Japan out of the Far East found that tooth loss due to gum disease is linked to a faster rate of brain shrinkage in the left hippocampus, which is crucial for language and word recall.
So if we ever seem to be stumbling over what we're saying, it's probably because we forgot to brush the pearly whites.
That's great.
The study observed 172 Japanese participants averaging 67 years of age who did not initially have memory problems.
Yeah, the researchers counted the number of teeth each participant had and checked for gum disease using periodontal probing depth, a measure of gum tissue health.
Those with mild gum disease and tooth loss, as well as those with severe gum disease and more teeth, were found to have a faster rate of brain shrinkage.
Wow. So that would be, you know, because in my family, I have the reputation, like, dad is always like, did you brush your teeth, right?
Sure.
I mean, I still have to hold back. My kids are in their 20s. I still have to hold back, like, okay, just let them. Come on now.
Did you brush your teeth? Did you wash your hands? Did you turn the lights off?
But, I mean, the power you now have as a parent, because of the WIB Wake Up Show, what can you now say to your kids?
Well, moms, we're giving you all sorts of ammunition, because now it's not just brush your teeth or they'll rot and fall out of your head. Now it's, hey, your brain's going to shrink if you don't brush your teeth.
I know it. Wow. That is something.
You're welcome.